be in there for a while. And we left off, I believe, in chapter 8, verse 18. We'll go ahead and pray, and then we'll get into the lesson here. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your words, and Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you allow us to have a place to come to get out of the weather, Lord, and to get out of the sun when it's beating down, Lord, and to get out of the rain when it's raining, and the wind when it's windy. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to turn our pages and stay there, Lord. But we'd find a way, even if you didn't have a building for us. And we pray, Lord, that if that were to ever happen, that we'd continue to stay faithful to you and to gather as a local church. And Father, we pray now as we go through your words that you'd open up our hearts and eyes to your scriptures. And Lord, we pray, Lord, also for those that are traveling this morning, that you would just give them grace, Lord, to get here safely. We pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen. Okay, verse 18. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. This is a scribe. And what this guy says, it's a good thing. It's a good, honest thing to say that. But does he mean it? Does he mean it? It's easy to say something. It's easy for words to come out of our mouths. But do we really, really mean it? And sometimes what's in our heart isn't what's being spoken out of our mouths. Maybe what's in our heart, we have a different motive to what we say and to what we speak. Maybe our motive is for personal gain. And we make some stuff up in our heart, and we say this stuff out of our mouths, and we never have any intention of following it through. And so this what this guy says, it's a good thing. Now, you got to imagine what this guy has just heard. He just heard Jesus do. He may have saw some of the things that Jesus just did. How he healed he cast out the devils and healed the sick in his city after he healed Peter's mom, their mother-in-law. And so you have to imagine that this guy has heard these great things. He may have seen these great things. And Jesus is getting ready to go to the other side, and he's saying to him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest.